Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with Mr. Stone Payton. How you doing, Stone?
I am doing well. Good morning, sir. How about you? What you been up to today?
Just early start, doing the regular work stuff. What about you?
Egg McMuffin, small Americano at the Caribou, and here I am, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and ready to get some work done, man.
So you're one coffee ahead of me, so you're winning. Well, today we're going to do a special edition of Atlanta Business Radio where we interview Mr. Joe Blumberg. He is the executive director from the Men's Health and Wellness Center here in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I thank you for this opportunity.
I like the shirt, man. You think we can we
I
score a shirt out of it? You have a shirt?
Of course I do.
Man, it's a really good looking logo.
Yeah, you know, Lee's on our community advisory board, so of course he has one.
I see.
That's it. Now, Joe, you got some exciting news here. You got something coming up, right?
We do indeed. September 24th at the Dunwoody Country Club, we have Momentum 2011. This is our annual fundraising gala.
And then what happens at this gala besides fundraising?
Well, it's a chance for us to showcase what the Men's Health and Wellness Center is all about. And, you know, we do get the message out. We're often asked the question, what is it that you do? Is there a real center? Well, right now we're a virtual center that's focused on education and screening of men. Our great vision is that we want to absolutely minimize that 7-year gap between longevity of men and women that seems to be not only prevalent in this country, but seems to be a condition that goes on worldwide.
Seven years. And is there a medical reason for that, or is it because we don't behave as well?
There's absolutely no medical reason we know of other than the fact that we just do not engage the medical community the way women do. Men tend to treat the medical community like a repair shop, break and fix. And yet women tend to treat it as a preventative type issue where they know how to engage the medical group. They have something called the childbearing years. Women are taught by their mothers how to work their way through the system and how to use the system. Consequently, they do get their annual screenings, and they tend to live longer than we do.
Wow. So is part of the mission of the Men's Health and Wellness Center to, what, get them to go to the doctor, get men to go to the doctor more, to actually help them, do tests for them? What are some of the things you guys do?
Well, you're right on target, Lee. It's really twofold. Number one, it's education, which is the preventive part of it that goes along with screening. So what we're after is, first of all, awareness. We want men to know that their health is important, that they do have an opportunity to take advantage of the medical community in order to have their health, their baselines evaluated so they know when there is an issue or condition that can be treated early before it becomes a disease. And secondarily, once they're aware that this is all very important to their longevity, they will actually take the steps. They'll take the initiative. They will seek out various screening options, and we do provide several of those screening options so that men will have a baseline. We never want a man to ever say, number one, I didn't know it was important, or number two, I didn't know where to go to get screening. And those are the two primary areas that we concentrate in.
I'm the textbook break and fix guy. I don't know my numbers. I can tell you the last time I went to a doctor, but it was because I got a sore throat. It was like when something came. I've not been to a preventative kind of appointment in 30 years.
Really?
Really?
Now, I go every year. Now, Joe,
do
you recommend, is there a regular amount of time that a guy should be going to the doctor just to kind of get a checkup to see where you're at and see where the numbers are?
Well, generally for men over 40, we recommend that they see a physician once a year, or they at least get themselves screened. If not with a physician, there are options like using the Men's Health Expo of the Men's Health and Wellness Center. in order to come in and get screened on 8 major medical issues or conditions. And it's important that what they're doing is they're watching the trend in their numbers so that everybody knows that blood pressure should be around 120 over 80. But if you've got your blood pressure going along at that over several years and all of a sudden you see it go to 130 or 140 over 90 or 95, while it's not critical at this particular point in time, it is an indicator of early stage cardiovascular disease, and you might want to see somebody about getting some type of medication or put yourself on your own regimen of losing weight, exercising more in order to be able to bring that blood pressure down.
Right. And then even that's going from a normal range to kind of a slightly abnormal range. But even if you were in the low 100s and you went up to 118, that might be also a signal that there's something wrong, even though it's still within a normal range.
That's right. That's right. And that's especially evident in some of the other tests, like if you're getting a PSA test for prostate cancer and you're well below the targeted norm, let's say, which is really less than a 4.0, which has always been the, hypothetical danger zone for this particular kind of test. If you've got a trend upwards, that is very important for you at that point to go to a urologist. And by a trend upwards, I'm saying that people can walk around with, say, 1.0. But if your PSA over a 12-month span goes from 1.0 to 1.5, or there's a 20% increase in your PSA level, somebody ought to look at that. Somebody ought to say, hey, it's just inflammation, or it could be something more serious.
Now, what does this screening entail? You mentioned blood pressure. You've talked about PSA. What are some of the other 8? And can you tell us a little bit more about this PSA thing?
Well, Stone. PSA, of course, is right now the gold standard for an indicator of potential prostate cancer. And so you want to watch that number, especially for anybody. And the CDC and the National Institute of Health will say it's over 50. Our recommendation is once a guy becomes 40, he ought to be getting this checked on a regular basis. You ought to be looking at either your blood glucose level or what's called an A1C test for diabetes. Because if you, in fact, are susceptible or you have a family history of diabetes, you could, in fact, be in early stage diabetic condition, especially if you haven't had it checked and you don't know exactly what level you should be looking at.
Now, this PSA thing, is it a blood test too, or is
it's a blood test. Absolutely. Everything we're talking about here is primarily a blood test because blood pressure obviously is not. That's the cuff, and
right,
you can check that out. But in addition to your blood level or your blood pressure, what you're really looking at is you're looking at your cholesterol numbers. And are your cholesterol numbers 150 or less? Some people will say 200, but, you know, we're taking a more aggressive line. We'd like to see people with their total cholesterol numbers somewhere down in the 150 levels. It's strictly an indicator because if that number begins to go up, there's another number, too, that is thrown around. That's the triglyceride number. But when you see these numbers begin to rise and become severely elevated, these are indicators. You may not have your coronary yet, but they're indicators that there are potential problems. And what you want to do is take, and in a lot of cases, they are medications with few, if any, side effects. But you want to be able to help control these levels so that the risk of having something more serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, is severely minimized.
Right. See, by just keep getting this annual blood test and this check, you're now aware of it, and now you can decide to still do nothing, as your right is as a guy, right?
But at least you're informed, right?
Exactly.
You can still ignore it. But then you have the information but I'm
not an oddball. I mean, there's a lot of males.
No, you're the vast
majority. I'm the norm, right?
And the vast majority.
It's silly. It's silly. I should go down there. I mean, my mom told me about this all the time. What are your numbers?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know.
And it's this isn't a real super invasive kind of screening thing,
No, as a matter of fact, it's what you would really call minimally invasive. You know, in some cases, it's just a finger stick, or in cases of the PSA, they're actually going to draw a vial of blood, which they're actually going to do the checks on. But, you know, the important thing is that, as you pointed out, there are so many men who are just unaware of this. Not only are they unaware, but should they go to a physician, one of the things that we find is that the men aren't willing to even ask the physician any questions. They're not willing to talk about how they're feeling. And consequently, the physician checks out. In other words, if you don't specifically talk to a physician about a problem that you're experiencing, the physician isn't going to address it. When the physician says to you, "How are you doing?" and you say, "I feel fine," that's over. That office
done.
Visit is over.
He's moving on to the next guy.
Absolutely.
And that's my automated response.
He's
even
gone.
If I don't feel fine, "Oh, I'm doing great. How you been?"
Right.
And it comes right out before I even think about it.
But you can easily talk about how the Braves are doing, how the Falcons
right,
are doing,
right.
You know, whether they should change the starting lineup, all of those kind of things that we're really comfortable talking about, but we're totally uncomfortable talking about some of these other issues which can save our life.
Right. So now that's kind of the mission of the center. Now this gala, you mentioned that it raised a lot of funds for the center. Can you share a little bit about what's going to happen at this one? I know this is, the fourth, fifth one?
Yes, this is going to be the fourth Real Momentum Gala. The theme is denim and diamonds. So we encourage everybody to come in their blue jeans, with whatever toppers they want. We saw a lot of blue jeans and black jackets at the last event, and it's going to be generally quite a bit of fun. We have a silent auction, which this year has some really interesting and unusual items. We're pretty excited about the fact that we have a pair of Masters tickets, which are going to be part of that. And as we know, that's on a lot of people's bucket list. So we think that that'll be a great item. We have some vacation homes in some really, really nice spots. And we've got tickets and some sports memorabilia, which we hope should be hot items in the silent auction. Our guest of honor at this event is going to be Steve Bartkowski.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lee Cantor.
No.
Well, he'll be one of
he'll
the
be
guests
there.
Of honor. But the person who's going to receive our Apollo Award, which is an annual award that we give to somebody in the community who has been very vocal about men's health issues and has helped men to understand the importance of getting themselves out and getting themselves screened.
Who were some of the past Apollo Award winners?
Well, the first award winner was Sanjay Gupta, which is a Dr. Gupta, of course, from CNN Radio. Then we had Herman Cain, a presidential candidate this year, who was our winner. And Herman, who is a double cancer survivor, so has been very vocal about making sure that men understand the importance of screening. And last year was Clark Howard. And, of course, Clark has been very vocal about his own prostate cancer and his what he would call the watchful waiting, the process by which many people with low-grade prostate cancers deal with the disease. And this year it's going to be Steve Bartkowski. Steve, a renowned Falcons quarterback who has had his share of problems. Some have been cancer-related, others have been joint-related, not surprising for somebody who's been in the National Football League for a number of years. But we're honored, and I'm sure it'll be a good event when we hear some of Steve's story and what he's been through since his career with the Falcons came to an end.
Now, well, you had me at denim.
Denim, that was.
I didn't even have to hear the rest.
Now, is this event open to the public? Who can attend?
It is. It is. It is open to the public, and people can register for the event by going to our website, which is www.menshealthandwellness.org. That's .org. You have to spell it all out. Unfortunately, it's long, but you know, if spelling is a problem, someone can always help you with it.
Yeah, we can get a baseline on that, too.
You can get a baseline. But you can go to the website, and you can register there. And we hope that there will be a big turnout. We're certainly expecting it. And with all of the various items that we have and the things that are available to people who attend the event, including some really exceptional and interesting food. So if we have foodies out there who want to take advantage of this and see some interesting ways of having a dinner meal prepared and delivered, this is an opportunity to do it.
So we'll probably get, Lee, you going to make cupcakes?
I don't think that's healthy food, right?
Well, we try to make it healthy food, let's put it that way. But generally speaking, yes. You know, we do stay away. We're not doing sliders or any hamburgers or anything like that.
And that's at the Dunwoody Country Club, and it's September 24th. And there is still space available, right? You can still register right now?
That is true. There is space available. And if you can't make the event, but you have an interest in men's health and want to do something to work for the, as Clark Howard says, for every husband, for every father, for every grandfather, for every brother in this country, by all means, make a contribution. And you can do that through the website as well.
Which is menshealthandwellness.org.
That is correct.
Great. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, Joe, to tell us about this great event. And we look forward to attending this great event as well.
Well, we hope everybody will be there. And, you know, it's. I wish I could say we had unlimited capacity, but, yeah, there are a limited number of tickets available.
Right. All right, Stone. Well, that wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and we will see everybody next week.